We learned last week in the seventh stanza of Adayin Elam, Vuhukeli v'chay goyali v'tzorchevli beis tzara, that after we learned in the first part of Adayin Elam, the five ikrim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we know about Hashem, we realized that Hukeli, that he is hoya hoy v'viyeh, and therefore his ratzin is to be noyheg with the world with chesed, that's Vuhukeli. V'chay goyali, and that he's also my goyal, and at a time of distress, he's my goyal, he redeems me from all tzara, and we note chay goyali, because based on the Saporna, that Hashem, we realize that Hashem is the true goyal, he's my hope, my tikvas ha-ga'ulas from Hashem, because he's chay, and everything, all of chayim, and all of metzius existence comes from Hashem. So, we realize that Hashem is the Tikvas Agula because he's Chai and he's the only true Chayim. But Tzur Chavli Beis Tzara is that Hashem is my strength at the time of Tzara and even at a time of Chavli, the very harsh, the intense moments of a Tzara, the difficult times of a Tzara, Hashem is my Tzur, my strength, because I realize that everything is Hashem and everything is coming from Hashem. Be'ezus Hashem, this week we're going to move on to the eighth stanza. The next stanza on Adayin Elam. For who nisi, Hashem is my nes. We'll see soon, Be'ez Hashem, what that means a little better. Umanoisli, Hashem is my manois, my place to run, my refuge. And menos kaisi, b'yoy mekar, the day I call, Hashem is menos kaisi. We'll see what that means. So we're going to go through this stanza, Be'ez Hashem, try to understand, take out what we could, one at a time. For who nisi. What does it mean, for who nisi? So, really, there's a pasuk in... This Be'ez Hashem tried to say, we'll say tonight, two Mahalchim and Vehu Nisi. The Pasuk in B'Shalach, first is, some of Farshim say, to look at the Pasuk in B'Shalach. After Melchemes Amalek, it says, Vayiven Moshe Mizbech, Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mizbech, Vayikra Shmoy Hashem Nisi. Moshe Rabbeinu called the name of the Mizbech, Hashem Nisi. Hashem is my Nis. What does that mean, Hashem is my name? So the Targum says, Davad Le Nisan, that Hashem does for me miracles. And Rashi explains like that, that Hashem does for me miracles. Hashem Nisi means Hashem is my miracle, meaning that Hashem does for me miracles. So that could be, Vahu Nisi, that's Hashem does for me miracles. Just want to saw something very interesting. In the Sefer Shari Aaron, on this pasuk, Hashem Nisi, brings down from the Lekach Toiv. He says like this, Marono v'rabono Tuvio b'Rabbi Eliezer Zal. From Rav Tuvio b'Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, he says like this, Nisi, Elu shnoisav shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Nisi me'ev esem shana. Nisi, the word Nisi, the gematria of Nisi is 120. It's correspondent to the 120 years of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Nisi, my 120 years. Shekol shenoisov nasa imay nisim. All his life, Hashem did for him nisim. Miyom hivoldoi ad meiv esem shana. From the day he was born till the end of the 120. Tchilas lidatzei, the beginning of his birth. Nismaleh ba'is oira. A miracle happened and the house was filled with light. Ukshemeis. And when he died, layoda ish kfurasei. When Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, there was a nes that no one knew his kfura, his burial. His life was from beginning to end totally Nisi, the 120, his whole life was Nisim. So that's Hashem Nisi that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Hashem is my miracle, Hashem did miracles for my entire life. So when we say Vahu Nisi, the truth is we could also have this in mind. Like we say in Moedim, Val Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, really even in our lives, we're not Moshe Rabbeinu, but our lives are filled from beginning to end with Nisim. Our life is one big miracle, full of miracles. And Vahu Nisi, the Hashem, does miracles for me. And the truth is, if you think about it, we spoke out that the last of the five of the Ikrim, in the beginning of Adayin Elam, is Laham Shaloi Lachbir, that we come to the realization that we're negating all Avodah Zarah, all the different kaychas in the world, the kaychavim and mazolais that Hashem establishes, really, there's no kaychas, it's all Hashem. And when we say Vahu Nisi, that's bringing home this idea that we're negating any other force in the world, because we know that the other kaychavim and mazolais are all they all control in the world of Teva, nature. Nisim, they have no shaykhis to. And when Hashem does Nisim, we're coming up to Pesach, but Hashem, when Hashem does Nisim, that's Hashem is showing that really there's no other kayach in the world. Because their whole kayach is only in the realm of nature. And we say, Vahu Nisi, we're realizing this idea that Hashem is my Nis, and therefore, it's loy levade roy lispal. I'm coming to Shachris, I realize that there's really no one else to daven to. It's all because there's no other kayach, there's no other force in the world. That's Vahu Nisi. Just like to share another mahalach, in the Mefarshim, the Yavetz, and other Mefarshim also explain like this, what Nisi, what does it mean, Vahu Nisi? And that is that the word Nis could also mean, besides a miracle, could also mean like a flag, a banner, Nis. So they say, the way that Itz Yosef explains it is like this, Vahu Nisi is HaNis VaHadegel Shali. Hashem is my Nis, my banner, my flag. The way he explains it is like this, V'ho'inim. The idea is as follows. Shemamidin hanes al hahar. They, at a time of war, at a time of tsara, they put the nes, the flag, the banner on the mountain, lesimin as a sign. Sheyarutsu, that everyone should, a person should run there. V'yiskapsu l'sham kol anshei hamelchama. And all the anshei hamelchama should gather there. That should be like their stronghold. The stronghold is at that place in the middle of the mountain. V'zehu v'hu nisi umanusi. The Umanoisli, that Vinisi is Hashem is my banner, and I run to him. Umanoisli, that I run to him as my refuge. He explains, Pirish, Shahakodish Borhu Huaneshali, Hakodish Borhu is my banner, my flag, She'elov Anitzorch Lonis, that's where I need to run. Ulakabas Asatsmi, and to gather myself, to get strength. And that's the idea of Vahunisi. The way he explains it is that it's Vahunisi Umanoisli is one thing, that Hashem is my Nes, my stronghold, Umanoisli, and that's why I run to him as for my refuge. I realize that there's nothing else, there's no other place to go. And the truth is that this also is the idea of negating any other kayach in the world. I realize that at a time of tzara, there's nowhere else to run. That my only place to run to is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm waiting for my mincha, my ma'ariv, my chakras, to daven to Hashem, because I realize there's nothing else. There's nothing else in the Bria that could help me. And Hashem is my manos, Hashem is my place, my go-to, my stronghold. That's what Hunisi Umanoisli. And he says like this, the other Mefarshim also say this, the word Umanoisli, Hashem is my refuge, where is this? So the makar of this is really a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, that a time of tzara, perek tez zayin, pasuk yotes, Hashem uzi, uma uzi, uma nusi, b'yoyim tzara. Three things. Hashem is my uzi, uma, and the third thing is he's manusi, he's my refuge, b'yoyim tzara, the day of tzara. So it says the Yosef and other Mefarshim also say this, that this that in Adayin Elam, we say, Umanoisli, the Makar, is from this Pasuk, that at a time of Tzara, Hashem is my Manois, based on this Pasuk, Manusi B'yayim Tzara. And I didn't see anyone point this out, but there's a very interesting thing here, that the way that Yitz Yosef is explaining that Uhunisi Umanoisli is really talking about a time of Tzara. B'yayim Tzara, Hashem is my Nisi Umanoisli, like the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, that he's Manusi B'yayim Tzara. So, it would seem that it's going back on the stanza before. The tzur chevli be'eis tzara. Hashem is my tzur at a time of tzara. And also, v'hunisi umanaisli. Right? That Hashem is tzur chevli at a time of tzara. And also, v'hunisi umanaisli. And just a very interesting thing. I think perhaps that these three things are correspondent to the three things in the pasuk of Yirmiyah. Hashem is uzi, uma uzi, umanusi. We'll go through one at a time. Tzur chevli be'eis tzara. What's tzur? We spoke of from the Farshim last week. It's a lashon of strength. So that's uzi. Hashem is uzi. He's my tzur chevli at the time of tzara. That's uzi. That's tzur chevli. The next is v'hu nisi. He's my stronghold, my place to run, my place to go. That's ma'uzi. I saw in the Malbim, he says, in the bad pasuk in Yirmiyah, he says, what's the difference between uzi and ma'uzi? So he says, uzi hu oiz ba'atzma. It's the strength itself. Umo'oiz, what's mo'oiz? Hu hamokim, it's the place. Shebo yimtza mo'oiz umachsa. That's the place, that's the stronghold, that's where I'll find strength, that's where I'll go to for strength. That's mo'uzi, that Hashem is my mo'oiz. Shezeh hayros mem hanoisiv al shem. When you have a mem at the beginning, that's the place to go. That's so mu'uzi is, according to the Mahalbim, is basically means not only is he my strength, he's my stronghold. He's the place to go. So that's the second thing, that at a time of tzar, that's v'hunisi. Hashem is my stronghold. He's my place to go. And then the last is, like Yirmiyah says, is manusi b'yam tzara, that's umanois li, at a time of tzara, Hashem is my mana. So these three things, and adayin elam, at a time of tzara, Hashem is my strength, and he's my stronghold, and I actually run to him, to go to him, because I realize nothing else, he's my refuge, are these three things in the pasuk of Yirmiyah of Hashem uzi, uma uzi, umanusi b'yam tzara. And just, what comes out is that these ideas, okay. So now we're going to move on to the next words. V'nos koisi b'yom ekra. The day I call on Hashem is menos koisi. So what these words, menos koisi, what is this? So the truth is, the Mefarshim say that this too is based on a pasuk, but this pasuk is in Tehillim. The pasuk in Tehillim is in Perek Tez, Kapitel Tez Zayin, pasuk Hey. Says Hashem menos chelki v'koisi. Hashem is the menos, is usually means like the portion of chelki v'koisi, my chelik and my kois. So what is here? We're saying that Hashem is menos koisi. It's coming from this pasuk. So what does it mean menos koisi? So I'd like to share two basic mahalchim. The first thing we would think is that the word koisi is the word a cup, like you drink from menos koisi, right? The portion of my cup, that's what you would think it would mean. But it's interesting that the Rishonim HaPashtonim, Rashi and the Ben Ezra, they say that's not what it means. They say it means something else entirely. They say, Koisi is their Mitzayan, a pasuk, and like this, by talking about Pesach is coming up next week, by the Karban Pesach. So it says like this, in Parshas Boy, Perikud Beis Pasuk Dalad, that you make a Korban Pesach and everyone takes a portion. Let's say there's not enough people in the house to eat the whole seh. So what do? V'lokachu shcheina korban beis. You gather, join up with another mishpacha, right? B'michsas nefashreis ish lefi achlei tochoisu al haseh. The words are that in proportion to the how much you're going to eat, ish lefi achlei tochoisu al haseh. Tochoisu, this is kois. Tochois, tochoisu al haseh. Tochoisu here means, Rashi says it's a lashon of to be counted, that you're counting them in, you're cheshbening them. You're making a cheshben of how much everyone's allowed, how much is everyone's allotted. So Rashi and the Ben Ezra say that that's what it means here. Menos koisi v'chelki, it's really, menos chelki v'koisi, it's similar to the word chelki. Hashem is, I saw in the article they say that Hashem is menos chelki v'koisi, it's Hashem is my allotted portion and share. That it's all one idea of Hashem is my share. Hashem, everything that I have is allotted for me from Hashem. That's menos chelki v'kaisi. Kaisi is a lashon of share. It's very interesting. I saw the Ben Ezra, he says like this, tachoisu al aseh, and he says, don't think that it means a mashka, a cup. That's not the pashup shah. That's what he says. Very interesting. So, Oh, very good, very good. What's the difference between koisi and chelki? What are these two things? And specifically, Adon Olam, we're using the word koisi, not menos chelki. Maybe we should say menos chelki v'koisi. Well, it seems like we're zooming. What are the two things? And why in Adon Olam are we zooming in to menos koisi b'yay makro? So for that, I'd like to share with the Olam of Malbim. In that pasuk in Tehillim, the Malbim comes to explain the difference between chelki and koisi. He says like this. He says that a kois, which is like a portion, he says like this, Hua chelek shehechen ha'odam v'hizmin es atzma elov. It's something that you did to get. I mean, it says it didn't come automatically to you. This portion didn't come automatically. You did something to get this portion. That's what he says. Like, b'michsas nefashis, right? Like we just read, right? T'choisu. That b'michsas nefashas t'choisu al haseh, when you gather together, so you cause that you get a certain amount of portion. You decide how many people are going to be there. So that's how much you'll get, right? By the Korban Pesach. B'michsas nefashas. So kois is when it's a portion you're getting because of something you did. A chelek, he says, is something that comes to you automatically. Nothing to do with what you did. It's a portion that's allotted to you, your portion. But a chelek, but a kais is something that you're getting your share, but it's something you did to get the amount that you did. That amount, that as much as you did something to get that amount. You did something to get that share. That's the way he explains. And he goes on to say, very interesting, that Hashem is manos chelki v'kaisi, that a person is zeiche in different things. His words are beautiful. It says, v'yesh l'chal adam chelik v'nachal b'Hashem. Really, every yid has a chelik and a nachal in Hashem. Mitzad ha'leida, by being a Jew. Sh'nafshei chelik alika. V'zenek r'chelik. That's a chelik. I have what I have just by being a yid, a Jew. I have a portion coming to me automatically. But then there's a higher level of a kais. And when I do something, I do mitzvahs, I become a better person, then I get something which is because of what I did. What he says it is, yuchal liskois b'kedusha yisera, a person could be zeicha to a higher level of kedusha, al piyacha nosei, l'fi maisov, v'zenek er kais. A kais is a portion which is comes to me because of something I did. So with this we could understand that in Adonai Neilam we're saying that menos kaisi b'yoy mekra. We know that as much as Hashem gives, and much of it is dependent on how much we daven and how much we prepare ourselves for it. That b'yoy mekra, when I daven to Hashem, then as Hashem is menos kaisi, because I did something, I daven, so then Hashem gives me according and kafi to how much davening I put in, how much effort, how much kavona I daven for. That's how much sometimes Hashem will give us based on the tefillah. So that's menos kaisi. We pick on menos kaisi be mekra.
That would be more applicable in maybe in the chelki, because you davened and you were given a portion. You didn't do anything. You just asked.
When we ask, then we're zayicha. We come when we ask from when we daven to Hashem. We're coming closer and we're becoming greater people. So we're zayicha to more from Hashem. But tefillah is also like that. Okay, but tefillah also has that element that when we daven, we're coming closer to Hashem and we're zeicha to what we get because of what we become through tefillah. So the truth is that it's a very interesting thing. Just to add one more thing, we spoke out that when we say v'hunis in this stanza, v'hunisi umonisli, that we're negating any other klayach in the Bria, any other avodah zarah, anything else. There's nothing else but Hashem. And the truth is, it's fascinating, because if you look in that pasuk in Tehillim, is really the pasuk before Hashem menos chelki v'kaisi, is negating avodah zarah. That David Melech says that yirbu at svoisim acher mahoru, that the people that run after other gods, they have yirbu at svoisim, they have lots of sorrow. Bal asach niske midam. I'm not gonna, you know, give blood libations to their avodah zarah. Ubal esa as shmoisim al svasai, and I'm not gonna have the names of avodah zarah chas shalom on my lips. Rather, Hashem menos chelki v'koisiata. Everything is from Hashem. And if you look at the Malbim over here, it's very interesting. He explains the whole kapitel, the first four psukim of this pasuk, till this Hashem menos chelki is all negating avodah zarah. That there's no other emtsoi, there's no other koyach in the Bria. So it's beautiful. This line that we're negating any other koyach in the Bria, we use this words of this pasuk of Hashem menos chelki to bring home that Hashem is there's nothing else in the Bria. And when we start our davening, this is what we have to realize, that we're coming to davening, and we realize that there's nothing else but Hashem. And in fact, we spoke out the other week from the Vilna Gaon in Aderes Elio and Parshas Hazinu on the pasuk of Ein Imer El Nechor. He says, "Ki mitzvah hatfila hi shemayra." The mitzvah of tefillah shows she'ein yecholus la'acher klal, that there's no yecholus to anyone else. Rak laKodesh Baruch Hu shemespal leilov, only to Hashem that we're davening to. V'chol hakoyches v'chol hahanhogos. All the kaiches and all the hanagos are really Humei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of tefillah, says the Vilna Gaon. So when we start our tefillah, we're bringing home this idea that Hashem is nisi, umonaisli, menos kaisi b'yemekra. Hashem is my place to go. He's my monais. When I come to daven, I have an eis tzara, chatzul lo yaleinu, there's an eis tzara. I realize that Hashem is my refuge. Hashem is the only one to go to. That's menos kaisi b'yemekra. Oh, I'd like to share with the Olam one more mahalach and what it means, menos kaisi. What is this word kais? So, in the spirit of Pesach coming up, So like this, the Yerushalmi in Pesachim says like this. In the 10th Perek of Pesachim, the Yerushalmi brings down the Dalet Kaisis that we're going to drink at the Lel Seder. What are they corresponding to? So the Yerushalmi brings down different Mahalchim. The first is very famous. The Rashi and Chumash says that it's corresponding to the Dalet L'Shoynes of Gubulo, right? It's Eisi, it's Alte, Galte, okay. Then the Yerushalmi says like this. Rabbonon Amri, Kineged Dalet Kaisis Shel Peronios, it's correspondent to four cups that Hashem is going to, so to say, give to drink, whatever this means, the Umas Ha'ilam, that they're going to be a punishment. And the Yishalmi brings in four different psukim of different words of kais that are referring to the punishment. And then the Yishalmi says, U'kinegdon osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hashkes es Yisrael, and correspondent to that also is four cups that Hashem is going to give to Klal Yisrael, Kaisis of Nechama, Kaisis Shal Nechama. And the Yishalmi says, where do we find that there's Kaisis of Nechama? Says, the first one is, you wouldn't believe it, this pasuk, Hashem Minos Chelki V'Kaisi. Minos Chelki V'Kaisi, this pasuk of Tehillim is the first cup of Lel Seder. And then the second is, Dishanta B'Hashem and Roishi Kaisi Revoya. And the latter, the third and the fourth is Kais Yeshuais Esa. Yeshuais is two double lashon, there's two cups. So Kais Yeshuais is the third and fourth cups. This is the Yerushalmi says. But what do you see from this Yerushalmi? You see from this Yerushalmi what we were waiting to see, that the Rishonim HaPashtanim told us that's not the Pashup Shah, but we see from the Yerushalmi that that is an understanding of this Pasuk. Hashem Menos Chelki V'Kaisi, that Hashem is my Chelik, and he's the Menos Kaisi means that he's the portion of my cup. Now, I'm going to try to understand, according to this, what does this mean? Hashem is the portion of my cup. It's an interesting terminology to use. What does this mean? So, perhaps we can understand it based on a very fundamental yisoid that the Mefarshim talk about, and I'd like to bring it out the way Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz and Das Torah brings it out in Parashas Bereishis. You know, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Hei, and all the trees of the field were yet to be on the ground. They were in the ground and they didn't come out. Because Hashem didn't send rain. And there's no man to work the field. So Rashi over there brings down, famous Rashi, that what does this mean? This means that the trees and all the plants and all the vegetation was right under the ground. They were ready to come out, but they didn't come out into fruition. They didn't come out into the world. Why? Because no rain came. But why did no rain come? Lefisha Adam ayin lavedas adama. What does that mean? Because mankind wasn't there to work the land. What does it mean there to work the land? There was no ein makir b'tevasin shel gesham. There was no man to really appreciate the toiv of Geshem, and then Adam, and when Adam came, the Yoda Hashem Tzarek Loyal, and he understood that they're necessary for the world. We need vegetation, we need trees, we need plants. His spalal aleim, he davened, the Yordu with some choylanas vadasham. After he davened, everything that was yet to come out, ready to come out, didn't come out, davened, and everything comes. And the Farshim explained here a very big yisoy that you see from this chazal. And Rabbi Yerucham, I'll read his words. Hishmienu chazal bazeh klal gadol. Chazal are here teaching here a big klal. Shekol habriya, the entire briya, mechake umamtenes ala tefila, is yearning and waiting for tefila. Ve'af shakol kfar hoyu muchanim. Everything was ready to go. The trees were ready-made trees, under the ground, full trees. Mikol makayim, nonetheless, likoneis bo'olam hametzias lepoil, to come out, to actualize into the world, Papayel, Adayin Tzrichim L'Tfila. You need Tfila for things to actualize. Something could be ready to come, it's ready to go. Hashem is ready to send it to the world, it won't come without Tfila. Tfila makes it actualize. And he brings this out throughout the whole Torah. He says like this, he shows that the Avos, The Aves, everything they got was through tefillah. And he says, Loi hayla Aves v'mois dais chusim. They didn't have enough chusim to get what they got. Well, what's going on over here? Right? V'af al pikein loi boa leim klom beloi tefillah. Still, nothing came to them without tefillah. He says, Umal lono yoisim yizel. I'll show you even more than this. Halai kol gulas Mitzrayim. The whole gula of Mitzrayim. Asher kfar huftecho leah. They were promised. The Ovi's got a promise that he's going to take them out of Mitzrayim. V'nishba Hashem al zeh l'Avrom l'Yitzchok l'Yaakov. Hashem promised Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov is going to take the Eden out of Mitzrayim. V'af al pikein. Hinei noimer v'nishma Hashem es nakosam. Says that they had to daven. U'beloi tefila loi hayu negolam. Without tefila, it wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have actualized without tefila. And he goes through so many mashalim examples through the whole Torah. You see this idea. That even if you have enough schusim to get something, Hashem wants to give it to a person, and everything is set up, but it will not actualize in the olam hametzius without tefillah. So, with this in mind, could be perhaps this is an idea menos kais. If you think about a kais, what's a kais? Kais is a vessel; it holds, but specifically, it holds liquid. You see, if you have a vessel that holds something, all the solid could exist without the vessel. It might not be so practical or not so functional. You know, if your apples are going to go rolling all over the place, but the apples are exist. They could be there. They're not so, maybe not so practical, but not so perfect. But mashka, a liquid, could only exist if there's a cup. You can't, you take away the cup, everything will go away, right? So a kais, perhaps, represents something that enables something to exist, and without it, the thing can't exist at all. It enables the existence of the mashka. Other kalim are not exactly like that. Could be that's the idea. That biyoim ekra, that meaning to say is that Hashem, after the whole Adon Olam, we say Hashem sends everything and Hashem is the source of everything. But at the same time, I realize that I need the Yoyim Ekra, I need the Tefillah to be the Menos Kaisi, to be the portion of my cup. Meaning to say is that my Tefillah serves as the cup to everything that Hashem is going to give me. The cup is something that enables it. Without it, nothing could exist, right? The Mashka can't exist. Hashem does not bring into the Olam HaMatzias, it won't actualize. Everything that Hashem could give and wants to give to me, it can't actualize in this world without the Yoyim Ekra. So, Menos Kaisi B'Yoyim Ekra. At the day that I daven, I realize that Hashem is giving me everything and He's the source of everything. But at the same time, the same token, I realize that B'Yoyim Ekra, I need the tefillah to be the menos kaisi, the portion of my cup, meaning to say is that the tefillah serves as my kais, as that is what holds and actualizes everything that Hashem is ready, my mana that Hashem is wants to allot to me, and Hashem is ready and willing, and He's the only one that could give me, and anyone that davens realizes, we realize that throughout the Olam, but at the same time we realize that menos kaisi v'yemekra.